Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick speaking.
Hi, Nick. I was calling today. I just had some questions, I guess.
Sure. Do you have a 16-digit reservation code from the mail?
Yeah, I do.
I'll take that when you're ready.
2311-4801-0028-7823.
Perfect. Just give me a second here. I'll pull up your business profile. All right, sir, you're calling from Wink Auto Electric and Brake Service?
Yeah.
Excellent. And your name, sir?
Ken.
Thanks. As I just to confirm it. Ken, what's the best number just in case we get disconnected?
414-931-4012.
All right, thanks. All right. So it's taking a couple extra seconds today to load the screen here. All right, we have the mailing address correct at 1834 West Walnut Street in Milwaukee.
Correct.
Excellent. And all right, perfect. All right, looks like we had sent you an offer for financing for both capital and equipment based on your history with Viking Funding Group. What were your questions today?
Well, I guess I'm looking, I don't know how this works, and I'm looking to possibly, I would like to install some more lifts in their shop and then pay off some debt, but I don't know, you know, what we qualify for, and I don't know the terms and stuff like that, because I don't want to get stuck in like a cash advance kind of loan or whatever those are.
Yeah.
Like Viking ones.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. Well, you're looking for two lifts, you said, for the garage?
You're correct.
Okay. How much is each lift?
The ones we found are like 37 or 3,800
apiece. 3,800
apiece? Yeah.
Okay. And are you adding these to the garage, or are they replacing other lifts that are not working, or?
No, they would be installing new ones. But just adding on, I guess, if you will.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Well, you know, the way our equipment financing program works, it's very traditional equipment financing, but as you can imagine with you know, like your car note, for example, we do offer equipment financing loans from 2 to 5 years with, you know, the fixed monthly payments. It's nothing like a cash advance, right? It's traditional equipment financing like you would get from your business bank, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So, like I said, fixed monthly payment. Not every business owner wants to finance equipment for 5 years, and that's why we offer increments from 2 to 5, right? So,
okay.
You know, yeah. $3,800 a piece, maybe you don't want to pay for those for 5 years, right?
Right.
Because it's $7,600, right? And just like with your car note or your mortgage or anything like that, you know, the longer the term, you're going to end up paying more interest. So sometimes right. On something like this, maybe a 2 or 3 year loan might be the best fit. You know, we can always work out those numbers and give you those options. Have you come up with a budget that you wanted to, like a monthly payment you have for those lifts?
Yeah, give me 1 second here.
Uh huh.
I don't know which one. Yeah, you did. There's a problem. Ignition. Ignition.
Then I'll change what's in my transfer. So, as soon as I find, I get a full place on it. All right.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Yeah, so for the lifts, did you...
The thing I'm looking at doing possibly is, and I'm not sure if I'm going to do it soon or whatnot, but I'd like to be able to do this get the two lifts done and then possibly take out some more financing to pay off some other debt that we have, but just kind of have one payment, I guess, if you will.
Yeah, it's tough to, you can't mix equipment financing and and a business loan that's sorry here I'm someone's trying to distract me. You can't mix, you can't incorporate those loans together. So we could do lifts, and if there's anything else you wanted to add on to the business right now, as far as equipment, it could be from any different vendor, and we could put all of the equipment into one loan. But unfortunately, we can't have the capital be in the same loan as the equipment. The equipment loan is collateralized by the equipment, and we pay the vendor directly on your behalf and set you up the loan the same way as car financing. As far as the capital, you know, we really, you know, rarely do a cash, like a merchant cash advance. Did Viking, like, did they set you up with a loan through your credit cards or something?
Okay. So there's a few different options then, I guess, basically.
Oh, are you back? I thought I lost you there for a second.
No, it was breaking up.
Oh, no problem. All right, so as far as the kind of, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of the Viking loan. What kind of loan did they give you? Did they give you a loan and take it out from your credit cards?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it sounded like. No, we would give you you know, a business loan, unsecured, if you're looking for something like that, where you can do what you need to do with the money. We can always look at that down the road or whenever you want. You know, similar payback as a merchant cash advance. We have payment options. One is Monday through Friday, micro payments. But it doesn't fluctuate with your credit cards. It's just a fixed payment. We also have weekly payments, and we also have monthly payments. So we have all three payment options. It just depends, because what you do is you take the monthly commitment, right, the monthly payment, and then some people, it's easier to manage their cash flow if it's broken up into 21 payments. There's 21 business days in a month, and it's easier for some people to have that split up into micro payments to manage their cash flow that way, because they don't have to come up with, you know, a large payment at the end of the month. Some people like the weekly payments because it fits the way they do things. You know, if they pay their employees weekly, it makes sense. They just send out, it's the same kind of thing for them as far as cash flow again. And then we also have the monthly payments, but no matter what, on the equipment, we only do monthly. So there's no option to have smaller payments daily or weekly.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, so we can always look at that when you're ready. But are you looking to bring on these lifts right away?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to, just because I'll get a discount on the installation. I'm going to have to do both of them at the same time.
Yeah, okay. And do you already have a vendor, somebody you're going to buy them from, all set, ready to go?
Yeah, we do.
Nice, okay. Ken, what's the best email for you?
Dells Trail, DellsTrail at Yahoo.
Okay. And let me confirm, we have you, that your business was started in 1984. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And let me see here. What's your business classification? Are you an LLC? Are you incorporated?
Corporation.
Okay. Are you an S corp or a C corp?
S corp.
Okay. Perfect. And do you have any business partners?
No.
Okay. And for your business location, do you rent or own that space?
Renting right now. Well, I, yeah, it's renting. Rent on. Okay.
Sure. How much?
Have it paid off in a couple of years.
Are you renting to own?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay, but right now, as far as the location, are you on a lease, or are you? Do you have a mortgage set up with the owner you're buying it from? How do you have that arrangement?
We have it as a lease, and then the payments go towards the purchase.
Nice. Okay. How much are you paying every month?
$1,600.
Okay. Perfect. All right. I'll go ahead and email you our equipment application. It's really it's really basic, and essentially I have most of the information already filled out. So I just need you to complete it and sign it, and just a couple pages, actually just the first page from your business tax return. Have you filed for 2015 yet?
Not yet, no. My accountant's been in the process of doing it.
All right, no problem. We can use 2014. It's really part of the business verification process. And okay. Then just 3 months of business bank statements. And we'll have an answer, you know, about 24 hours. Oh, geez, I forgot all about the quotes for the lift. Can you call or email the person you're buying the lift from and ask them for a quote?
Yeah, I can call them and get one from them.
Nice. Okay, that'll be great because that'll be the way we get the numbers. When it comes to equipment financing, part of getting the rate is actually evaluating the collateral. And
okay.
That's part of the process. And then we'll be able to give you terms, numbers, and more importantly, options. You'll be able to see, you know, what it looks like and how much you're paying back over 5 years compared to two or three or four or whatever. So
right.
You'll be able to see the payment and what makes sense for you. And then whenever you're ready for some capital to you know, pay off some other debt and do you need to do for the shop, you know, we'll have that ready for you too.
Okay.
All right, Ken, I'll get this email off to you in the next 5-10 minutes. You'll have my contact information as well, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, man, have a good one.